Election Central Live on 77 WABC. Michael Grimm versus Dan Donovan. Face to face for New York's 11th Congressional District. Here's the moderator, Rita Cosby.
And everybody, we're back here live on Curtis and Cosby. We continue with the debate. Congressman Grimm, let me ask you about the cleanup of Superstorm Sandy years ago. I saw you firsthand, I remember. You were very active with the community. How effective was the government's role there? Maybe are there some lessons based on the reaction to what maybe should have happened with Hurricane Maria?
Yes. The short answer is that we could have learned a lot. It was very frustrating that it seems FEMA always has to recreate the wheel every time there's a new storm. They don't really learn best practices very well. But I would say that overall, the federal government's response was fairly adequate. It was really the city of New York and their Build It Back program that was abhorrent and really left people in the lurch. The city dropped the ball much more than the federal government. The federal government, again, we fought for $60 billion, about $17 billion in change, went to the city of New York. And once it was given to the city, unfortunately, Mayor Bloomberg was leaving office and kind of left everything for the new administration in a lot of ways. They started the Build It Back program. It was broken and they knew it, but they didn't fix it because they left it for the de Blasio administration and it was never fixed. So unfortunately, it's the people of Staten Island and Queens and Brooklyn and those areas that got hit the hardest that paid the hefty price.
You know, it's sad because if we're looking now, I was down in Puerto Rico after Maria and seeing if we learned any lessons from Sandy to help the people in Puerto Rico. And it seems like we redraw the book every time that there's a storm, every time there's a natural disaster. And we've got to learn to do this. We've got to build resiliency in. We have to have a plan intact. I am the chairman of a Homeland Security Committee that deals with emergency preparedness, response, and communications. We have hearings all the time with FEMA and emergency agencies telling them they've got to learn from their past to make sure that we're prepared for the future. And certainly, Sandy, we weren't prepared for.
Let me get you real quick, just 15, 20 seconds. Are you optimistic about the president's meeting about North Korea and Singapore?
It's already a success. Who would ever think that they would have the meeting? You know, 16 months ago when Donald Trump was running for president and they were talking about Hillary Clinton's foreign affairs experience and the president had none. Well, look at what he did. He didn't recertify the Iran deal. He's got the North Koreans releasing three of our hostages before the meeting even took place. No one would have thought that this guy would have came to the table, and it's all because of Donald Trump's leadership.
Very quickly, Congressman
Grimm. It's interesting. In a debate in 2016, my opponent said the United States will be fine regardless of who wins, Hillary Clinton or President Trump. You can fact check that. But what I think
very quickly,
the bottom line is I'm cautiously optimistic that the president will be able to get a denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and that's really what matters most. Has he done an excellent job already? He's done an outstanding job. I think he's exceeded all expectations and proved the critics wrong. Now we see if he can cross the finish line.
We're going to go to closing statements, and I'm going to throw a question to both of you to wrap in the questions and your answers. Congressman Grimm, many listeners wanted me to ask about the incident with Michael Scotto, of course, where you said, okay, I'm going to break you in half like a boy. Do you have the temperament to be back in Congress? And if you can wrap that up with your closing thoughts.
Sure. We've heard that, you know, about President Trump, too, about his temperament. Look, it was one stupid statement over about 5 years of dealing with the press, and it was the wrong day, and I regret it, and I apologized. But what I think, again, what my opponent wants to bring out is my worst days, but what the people of Staten Island and Brooklyn, why am I ahead in the polls? Why am I going to win this election? It's because they work hard every single day and they want results. And all they really want is a congressman that works as hard as they do. And that's what I did for the 4 years that I was in. They have the right president. Now, after this election, they're going to have the right congressman.
Let me go to you, Congressman Grimm. Some of the rub a little bit in some of the polls was that Congressman Grimm is more hands-on with some of the people. There's a better connection, a relationship. Can you answer that? Do you have the will for another term?
Oh, I think so. I've served this community of Staten Island and now South Brooklyn for over 20 years. I was the deputy borough president after 9/11. I helped close the garbage dump when I was chief of staff at Borough Hall. I helped make Staten Island one of the safest cities in the biggest, safest big city in America when I was the DA. And for 3 years, I've served them with integrity and honesty throughout the entire 3 years. And I think it was all proven when my opponent wanted Donald Trump's endorsement and the president looked at both of us and said, Dan Donovan is the man I need to help me get the America First agenda achieved, and please don't vote for his opponent because we don't need another Alabama on our hands.
Well, I wish you both a lot of luck. Of course, it's going to be up to the voters to decide on the June 26th primary there for the 11th Congressional District. Thank you both very much.
Thank you. We
covered a lot of ground. It was really a privilege to have both
of you.
And everybody stay tuned, if you could, to 77 WABC. We will continue now with post-debate analysis on Curtis and Cosby, everybody.